Milwaukee police on Thursday released video of a fatal officer-involved shooting from August. The release of the body camera video comes as Police Chief Alfonso Morales says the department is working to improve the relationship between police and the community. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, there are still many unanswered questions.
Before the video was shown to media, Police Chief Alfonso Morales noted that the fatal officer-involved shooting was still under investigation. That means no updates on legal procedures or a number of other questions that would follow. Still, Morales says that for the sake of transparency, the Milwaukee Police Department from here on out will seek to release the video of any officer-involved shooting within 45 days, as long as that release does not hinder the investigation.
This was not an easy decision. This video was not created to embarrass or upset the members of the deceased family or the officers involved, but because I am committed to improving community relationships.
Faces in the video were blurred to protect privacy. The heavily edited video, narrated by police, shows what happens from the perspective of officers. On Monday, August 13th, officers saw Mario Hobson on the near south side. They were looking to pick him up on two felony warrants. Initially, he was the passenger in the vehicle. When he was asked to exit the vehicle, he moved into the driver's seat as though he was going to exit from there, but instead drove off, knocking an officer down. Hours later, Hobson was found in the backseat of another vehicle. Here's a scene from that police-narrated video.
As officers opened the rear passenger door of the vehicle to take Hobson into custody, he pulled out a gun and can be heard on body-worn camera footage stating that he was going to kill himself.
Hobson exited the vehicle and held a gun to his own head. Police say the video shows Hobson moving toward them with the gun still to his head, and that's when two officers fired six shots. Hobson died at the scene. Chief Morales says that because Hobson did not listen to police commands and had a gun, Hobson forced the outcome. The Milwaukee Police Department Internal Affairs Division is also looking into whether officers followed training. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.